Amen. Happy New Year. Okay, I hope that God give us a wonderful year, trusting Him, not trusting anything else. Because in this world, as you can see, that there isn't much things that we can trust. This past year was an interesting year, right? Very interesting year. Starting from President Obama and the fiscal cliff to President Morsi and his constitution. Very, very interesting. So I'm not sure what we can trust this coming year, except trusting in the Lord Himself and really nothing else. And that's why we're here, and I'm happy that you're here. And I pray that God give all of us vision and give us His Word, something to walk by this coming year. كل سنة بيبقى عندنا هدف بنيجي نتكلم عنه وبنفتحه يعني في السنة الأول في رأس السنة وبعدين بنتكلم عنه طول السنة بنحس إن هو ده الهدف اللي ربنا عايز يخدنا ليه. Every single year God give us something special, some kind of vision, some kind of goal that we walk towards. Because if there is no goal, if there is no purpose, then we will get nowhere. So that's why, you know, we put something before you. And we have done this for years. And I'm telling you that a lot of people, so many people grew through this. So many people grew through this because they get this as a map that we walk in. Because this year has been an interesting year, and we don't know what to expect this coming year, Jesus taught us to discern the times. He said that. People knew how to know weather, so you discern the times. See what's going on. Be watchful. Get to know what's going around so you know where you're going. المسيح قال انتوا بتعرفوا تراقبوا الجو وتعرفوا اللي هتبقى الجو ساعة الجو هيبقى صيف ولكن لازم تميزوا الزمان. Discern the time. What kind of time we're in this world and everything that's going on around us. Very, very important for us believers to discern the time. Because there is a time for everything under heaven. We have to be careful what should be done during this time. The church is a watching tower. Should be able to foresee what's going on and prepare people. كنيسة دايما بيبقى عندها منارة ووظيفة المنارة ان هي تبص من بعيد الريح جاي ايه اللي حاصل وتقول ايه تقول خلي بالكو في حاجة جاية. So this is our job, is to be careful, to be watchful and to let you know what's ahead and what should we be doing and what should we be focusing on. As I've been thinking about like and praying about what God wants us to focus on this year, two verses have been coming to me. Two verses kept coming all the time. One of them is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the other one is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. الآيتين اللي كانوا بيرنوا في وداني الفترة اللي فاتت ديت على طول اللي هي الرسالة بتاعت يوحنا المعمدان ورسالة المسيح توبوا لأنه قد اقترب منكم ملكوت الله والتانية اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره. So I thought like the common thing between both of them, what God wants us to focus on is His kingdom. His kingdom. Because as you see, the kingdoms of earth are not doing well. As you can tell, that kingdoms and countries have been falling apart. Who would think, not in a million years, that here in America would face something like fiscal cliff and we fall from like the, you know, our credit, you know, history and we become like triple A and double A and all of this. Who could believe this? Nobody could have ever foreseen something like this. God wants to say is, is no one ahead of me. No one is bigger than me. And no one can say something and it happens without me ordering. Because a lot of people have been trusting in things and in people and in countries and in money and in wisdom and stuff like this. Nothing really hold its ground during this past few years. And what a beautiful saying that we say in the liturgy, lead us into your kingdom. Lead us into your kingdom. العبارة اللي بنقولها في القداس, واهدينا إلى ملكوتك. Can we have this as our theme this year? Can we have this as our theme this year? Lead us into your kingdom. I didn't prepare a handout for you or something that you can take with you, so I'm relying on your memory. Can you remember? So what is the theme? Lead us into your kingdom. إيه هو بالعربي؟ Do you know what's the meaning of this verse or this saying that we say in the liturgy? It doesn't mean please make us go to heaven. It doesn't mean that. And it doesn't mean show us the way to heaven, because he already showed us the way to heaven. مش معنى الجملة دي يعني ورينا الطريق أو يعني دخلنا السماء من فضلك يعني أرجوك. That's not the meaning. But the meaning actually is beautiful. When it said in Coptic, the way, like, the translation is poor. But it said, إخوني تكمة أورو. إخون, تعرفوا كلمة بالعربي إما يقولوا كلمة خن. خن. تعرفوا خن دي مش كلمة عربي. اللي يعرف العربي فيش حاجة اسمها خن. خن دي كلمة إبطية. معناها إيه؟ حاجة جوة كده, حاجة مزقورة جوة. جحر كده, حاجة يدخل لجوة. So, إخوني تكمة أورو, lead us into your kingdom, mean get us into the middle of your kingdom. Get us into the center of your will. Give us to be in the center of your will. عايزين نبقى في جوه خطتك. نعرف إيه هو مركز الملكوت ونكون جواه. Lead us into your kingdom. Still not clear. What is the meaning of the kingdom of God? What is the meaning of the kingdom of God? Is it heaven? Yes, but not only heaven, but much more. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is everything or everyone that God is a king over. That God is all in all. For example, there is a person who's really living for God. This man is living for the kingdom. There is someone who goes to church, but God is not his goal. And God's glory is not his intention. This man is not living in the kingdom of God, even if he's at a church day and night. Not only a person, could be a servant who's serving. Is two people, someone is serving himself, serving in order to be a servant and to be a good person, and someone is serving absolutely for the glory of God. He's willing to serve and he was willing to let go. كل إنسان بيقدم توبة هدفها الله نفسه وملكوته وإرادته هو إنسان عايش في الملكوت. وكل إنسان بيتوب عشان يبقى إنسان كويس هو إنسان مش في الملكوت ومش عايش للملكوت. So be careful the definition of the kingdom of God. And it's so important to know that. Or else we will be doing things and we don't know what we're doing or where we're going. Be careful, because some people were holding lamps. They were virgins. They were waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, and all of a sudden the bridegroom tells them, to tell you the truth, I do not know you. خمس عذار الجاهلات قال لهم في الآخر الحق أقول لكم إني لا أعرفكم. هدفكم ما كانش الملكوت. هدفكم كان نفسكم وعبادتكم كانت لنفسكم وحياتكم عاشت لنفسكم وللعالم ملهاش أي علاقة بملكوت الله. That's why it's very important to know what is the kingdom. Not only that, I would dare to say that there are churches who are living for the kingdom, churches that are part of the kingdom of God, and some churches are not part of the kingdom of God. If the church is all about activities, if the church is about pleasing people and doing what people want, great, and people will be happy, and people will be coming to church. But is this what God wants? Is this the middle of the kingdom of God? Is this إخوني تكمت أورو إهدينا إلى ملكوتك? That's very, very important to know. The other example that I want to give is the house, the home, the family. There is a family that belongs to the kingdom, and there is a family that does not belong to the kingdom. Has nothing to do with what kind of pictures you hang on your walls. No. It has a lot to do with the noises that goes on day to day, with the loud voice or the quiet voice. It has a lot to do with the spirit and with the love and with the intentions why things are being done that way. That will tell us if this house belongs to the kingdom of God or it doesn't belong to the kingdom of God. عايز أقول حتى الشغل حتى اللي عنده business. ممكن في إنسان يبقى عنده business وده يبقى فعلا جوه ملكوت الله والواحد شاف كتير قوي وشاف ناس فتح أماكن وفتح بيزنس عشان مجد ربنا وفي واحد بيقول يعني أنا بعمل اللي عليا وبدي العشور وبدي ربنا حقه فبس دوت حاجتي أنا ودي بتاعتي وده برضو شطرتي وذكائي. So things belong to the kingdom of God and things do not belong to the kingdom of God. Question: what is the opposite of the kingdom of God? ده سؤال. إيه هو عكس ملكوت الله في الإنجيل يعني حسب ما تعلمنا من الإنجيل. What is the opposite of the kingdom of God? Should we get prizes? هل يعني ممكن. What else? What is the opposite of the kingdom of God? Hell is part of it. Exactly as heaven as part of it. مملكة الظلمة اللي هي إيه؟ العالم. حد شاطر ان هو the opposite of the kingdom of God is the kingdom of the devil. What is the kingdom of the devil? The world. These are not my words. Jesus said that. He said the prince of this world. He repeated it like 3 or 4 times in the gospel of John. قال رئيس هذا العالم آتنا. وقال حسب رئيس سلطان الهواء. رئيس هذا العالم. كررت 3 مرات في انجيل يوحنا. Then the world is the opposite, actually, of the kingdom of God. No wonder a lot of times we say that we might not belong to the kingdom of God while we're doing what everyone else is doing. But everyone is doing that. Everyone is doing that. Everyone is praying that way. Everyone is doing that. Everyone is coming to church that way. Every Christian is living that way. Everyone makes the world property and not God's property. And it doesn't make us children of God and part of the kingdom. My friends, I want you to know that the kingdom of God is not up there when we go to heaven. Those who belong to that kingdom, they belong to the kingdom here. It's a big mistake. Big mistake when you think when we go to the kingdom is here. The kingdom is now. The kingdom of God is within you. ها ملكوت الله داخلكم. ملكوت الله دلوقتي. زي ما بشر التلاميذ وزي ما بشر يوحنا المعمدان وقالوا توبوا لأنه قد اقترب منكم ملكوت الله. وقال كده اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبعدين بنصلي ونقول ليأتي ملكوتك ليأتي ملكوتك. إيه هو ملكوتك اللي يأتي؟ Very important to know such a thing. St. James said, Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? If we become like anyone else in this world, we become enemies of God. يقول كده إن محبة هذا العالم عداوة لله. أو زي ما في الترجمة الإنجليزي صداقة هذا العالم عداوة لله. Not that we become like the world and we could become a moderate Christians, but we become enemies of God. So the distinction between the kingdom and the world is like day and night. But in this world, is a very, very fine line. Again, I'll remind you with this parable, the 10 virgins, both of them looked very, very similar. Looked actually the same. العشر عذارة, الخمسة والخمسة, بانوا زي بعض بالظبط. كلهم كانوا عذارة. وكلهم كانوا منتظرين العريس. وكلهم كانوا عندهم مصابيح. ولكن خمسة كانوا ضمن ملكوت الله, وخمسة كانوا ضمن العالم. That's why we need to be careful with this, and this has to be very, very clear ahead of us. Jesus said that I want you to be in the world, but not to be of the world. I want you to be in the world, but not of the world. You don't belong to this world. Yes, you live in this world, but you live as light to this world. You live as salt to this world. You give tastiness to this world, but not become part of this world. Every single day, something is gravitating me down to this world. Live for the here and now. Even when I pray for things to be better here in this world. I don't pray for God's will. I say, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, but I don't practice that. بصلي وبقول ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك, أنا مش عايز مشيئته. أنا من كل قلبي مش عايز مشيئته. أنا عايز مشيئتي أنا. وبعدين أقول إن أنا جزء من الملكوت, يبقى بضحك على نفسي أحبائي. The color now is very, very confusing. Very confusing. Because the problem is people in the church, they look exactly like people in the world. Not a big difference. That's why there's a very, very fine line between the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. I want you to be part of the five wise virgins. I want you to be part of the kingdom of God. I want you to live for the kingdom and to know what it means to live for the kingdom of God. Every day I live by the rules of this world. Like anyone else, I belong to the world. And make no mistake about it. It's enmity with God. The difference is huge. You cannot see it in the flesh. You cannot see it, but you can see it in the spirit. المسيح نفسه تابعه تلاميذ كتير قوي. بس جاء على الآخر أغلب التلاميذ سابوه. Just want to remind you with the program for the KG and the elementary kids. They have a special program in the social hall started now. The kids, they have the elementary kids and KG, they have a program in the social hall. الولاد في سن ابتدائي اليوم برنامج دلوقتي لو يحبوا يروحوا يحضروا هناك. بس بعد ما يخلصوا يجوا. لو احنا بنربي اولادنا علشان ياكلوا ويشربوا ويتعلموا, يبقى احنا بنربيهم عشان يبقوا ايه؟ يبقوا جزء من العالم. لو احنا بنربيهم عشان ياكلوا ويشربوا ويتعلموا ويبقوا ناجحين, يبقى احنا بنربيهم عشان يبقوا جزء من العالم مش جزء من ملكوت الله. When we put school first for our children and education and sacrifice so many things for this sake and make this the main point where they're going to be accepted or rejected, we throw them in the kingdom of this world. And we tell them, this is your model. Even though we're raising wonderful kids, and they listen, and they're educated, and they're nice, who cares about nice? Who cares about successful? What are they part of the kingdom of God or not? ينفع الواحد يربي ولاد وبعدين بعد ما يربيهم ياخدهم كده هو ويسلمهم يعني مش لاقي يعني تعبير مناسب يعني أقوله يسلمهم للشيطان يسلمهم للنار بإيديه. That's every time we're raising someone to be good in this world, to fit in this world. No, we are different. And the message, since they are young, should be, we are different. Yes, we live in this world, but we are not part of this world. Because friendship with this world is enmity with God. The real problem is that the message of the gospel became words, not actions. The lives that we should see and have a model example, they're not there. Me as a father, my role is to present Christ to my children, not by teaching, but by modeling Christ to my children. If I fail to do that, if I was like any other father out there in the world, then I raised them to be part of the world. I raised them to be part of the world. As I said, even in a spiritual life, even in a spiritual life, when I worship God for my own interest, I am not being part of the kingdom. It's so dangerous. أما الواحد بيجيله تجربة أو أزمة بيبان على طول إيمان الواحد ويبان هو عايش ليه. والواحد يتأزم ويقول فين ربنا وربنا عمل معايا إيه وليه ربنا بيعمل معايا كده. عارفين كل ده معناه ايه؟ معناه ان احنا فعلا ما بقيناش لسه جزء من الملكوت. I'm not saying that to condemn anyone, but it's very important to know the difference between light and darkness. Very, very important. Because both are mixed up now. The purpose, why do we come to church? Why do we come to church? To be good people? So God can send us to heaven one day? That's not the purpose. But the purpose, the goal for our spiritual life, for everything we have, is actually the kingdom of God. That's why we were created. We were created to be friends with God. We were created to be extension of His kingdom. And our job and our role is to extend that kingdom, to build that kingdom, to be part of this kingdom. Not at the end of my life that I build my own kingdom in this world, but I didn't do anything for the kingdom of God. That's the difference between someone who is a blessing to the church, who is a pillar in the church, and someone who is a heavyweight in the church. الكنيسة فيها نوعين. فيها نوع بيخدم علشان ربنا وعلشان مجد ربنا وجاي علشان لتكن مشيئتك عشان انا عارف ان مشيئتك هي احسن مشيئة. انا جاي علشان اسبحك انت. انا جاي علشان اباركك انت. انا جاي علشان امجدك انت. انا جاي علشان اقول ان انت اله عظيم وان انت ينبغي ليك كل حاجة في حياتي ملك ليك. الرب اعطى حلو خالص. الرب اخذ من حقه ليكن اسم الرب مبارك. Is this what we see from Christians these days? God has given, God has taken away, let the name of the Lord be glorified. Do we see that a lot? Or we see depressed people? And we see people shaken for anything and by anything. Why? Not part of the kingdom. They're here for the wrong purpose. So our goal is to be at the center of His will, to understand what the kingdom of God is and be part of the kingdom of God. عايزين ربنا يدينا نعمة السنة دي ان احنا فعلا نكون جزء من ملكوته. نكون جزء من ملكوته. وفي احتمال كبير قوي, في احتمال كبير قوي, ما تبصش على اللي جنبك من هنا ولا من هنا, ان انت نفسك وانا نفسي اكون مش جزء من ملكوت الله. مش عشان الخطيئة احبائي. ربنا ما قالش الخمس عذارى الحكيمات والخمس عذارى الخاطئات, انما قال خمس الايه الجاهلات. هلك شعبي من عدم المعرفة. ان الواحد يمشي من غير هدف, يصلي من غير هدف, يصوم من غير هدف, يجي كنيسة من غير هدف, هيوصل فين؟ اللي ملوش هدف ماشي عليه. If you go out of your house and you don't put an address in your GPS, where are you going to end up in? Nowhere. That's not what we want to be. That's why the goal, the purpose has to be very clear. What is the message of the gospel? What is the message of the gospel? The kingdom of God. What is the message? What is the one sentence that Jesus told His disciples to go and tell everyone? Repent, huh? For the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is coming. رسالة الإنجيل حاجة واحدة, ملكوت الله, واضحة جدا. وعشان كده الصلوة اللي علمها لنا ربنا يسوع المسيح قال كده, ليأتي ملكوتك. أنا عايز أكون في ملكوتك بمزاجي وبطريقتي وبحكمتي, ولا بطريقتك أنت وبمشيئتك أنت. This should be our purpose. And by the way, this is a big difference between us as Orthodox and between other churches. Other churches, they talk about salvation and how salvation and everything is salvation. The message of the gospel is not salvation. Salvation is ground zero. Salvation is let's start from scratch. But the purpose is the kingdom of God. That God is the king over everything. God is the king over my life, over my children. Can I really say that? That God is number one in my family? Can I say that my house and my belongings are all belong to the kingdom of God or not yet? If not yet, it's not a bad news. It's good news that you're here and you're listening to that. That my career should belong to the kingdom of God. Everything that I have should belong to the kingdom of God, not my own kingdom. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره وهذه كلها تزاد لكم. I'm afraid that the first is not first. I'm afraid that the priorities are messed up in our lives and they're not the right order. What should be the priorities? If we really belong to the kingdom of God, what is number one priority? I've been talking about it for the past 45 minutes. What's number one? The kingdom of God. God and His kingdom. What's number two? Others. What's number three? Me. Flip that. What's the order? Me, my family, the kingdom of God. Doesn't belong to the kingdom. Every fight in any family reflects the priorities. صح ولا غلط؟ كل خناقة في كل بيت بتوضح ايه هي البرايوريتيز، ايه الاهميات. قولوا لي لو انا غلط. يا ريتنا نتخانق على الصلاة. يا سلام، اه نعمة صدقيني. يا ريتنا نتخانق احنا بنخدم ازاي وبنخدم قد ايه وبندي قد ايه، ويبقى واحد عايز يدي اكتر من التاني. These are the priorities. الاهميات. لو انا فعلا جزء من ملكوت الله يبقى الله اولا وملكوته وبعدين الاخر. لو انا فعلا جزء من الملكوت يبقى الله اولا، الاخر ثانيا، وبعدين اجي انا ثالثا. I'm afraid that this completely is switched around. Again, that's not bad news. Thank God that I was able to know that. Thank God that I'm able to hear that. And thank God that He has a plan for us. He wants us. He wants us to be part of His kingdom. But the kingdom has its own rules, has its own constitution, has its own constitution. ملكوت الله ليه ايه؟ ليه الدستور بتاعه. طبعا مش عايزين تسمعوا الكلمة دي تاني. موجود في الموعظة على الجبل، متى 5:6-7، يقول لك ادي خدك الاخر، يقول لك اغفر زي ما هو غفر لك، قال لك صوم وصلي وادي عطائك علشان تبقى انسان عايش للاخر ولغيرك. As you can tell from the three pillars of the Sermon on the Mountain: prayer, fasting, charity. These are the keys. These are the priorities in our households. These are the most important things to us. Not school and not work. Believe me, if anything comes first before God, it will destroy our lives. It will be the God that we will worship. And this God will destroy us first. And it could be something very good, wonderful, like career, like jobs, like family, like kids. Wonderful, but they're not the goal. They're not number one. Number one is the kingdom of God. Not just the well-being of my family, but me and my family are willing to sacrifice our lives and our happiness and our comfort for the sake of the kingdom of God. الحقيقة الواحد لما راح أفريقيا شاف حاجات عجيبة قوي. ناس سابت كل حاجة وراحت تعيش في بلاد صعبة قوي. أنا مش بتكلم بس على الأباط أو ولادنا، مع أن من ولادنا سابوا كتير قوي علشان يروحوا لملكوت الله. إنما قابلت واحدة رهبة كاثوليك في ملجأ هم عاملينه من بولندا. بقول لها انت بقالك قد ايه؟ قالت لي بقالي 30 سنة. قالت لي خلاص this is home. Why in the world would someone do that? Why in the world someone would leave a comfortable European country to go live in not the most wonderful countries in Africa? Why? The priorities are clear. The kingdom of God, serving orphans, they are second, and then me third. Not only those, families. وانا راجع في الطيارة عشان ربنا بس حب يأكد لي الحكاية دي، قابلت مجموعتين تانيين مش عايز اقول بيخدموا مع مين لانهم بيخدموا في السكت، يعني هم من مصر بيخدموا مع حد من الاباء الكهنة بيعمل ميشن في افريقيا. كلكم عارفين واحد اب كاهن مشهور قوي بيوعظ كتير بيعمل ميشن في افريقيا. اتنين جروبس هما ما يعرفوش بعض. احنا يعني انا وهم كنا راكبين على نفس الطيارة، فطبعا انا ما اعرفهمش بس هم عارفيني شايفيني قسيس قبطي، فجم قالوا لي احنا ده احنا من مصر، طبعا بوشوشه يعني عشان مصر ما فيهاش مشن، احنا جايين مع ابونا فلان علشان نعمل مشن هنا في، كانوا جايين من زيمبابوي. طب انتوا بتشتغلوا ايه؟ شغال في بنك، وكلهم شغلانات يعني very prestigious jobs، سايبين كل دوت ورايحين يقضوا اسبوع، واخدين اسبوع اجازه، الاسبوع الاجازه اللي عندهم واخدينه علشان يروحوا يعملوا، لان اجازه الصيف دلوقتي هناك الصيف عندهم، عشان يروحوا يعملوا نادي صيفي للاولاد. ليه؟ ليه؟ ليه واحد يدفع الاف وياخد اجازه عشان يطلع حاجه زي كده؟ The kingdom of God. Stealing about people who are leaving things for God's kingdom. In the same time, God showed me the man who's sitting next to me, cardiologist, who owns a heart center. He's the owner of a heart center in Egypt. Coming from another country, from Ethiopia, saying, I was there with a medical mission to start different hospitals as a medical mission. I said, how about your own center? So there are some people taking care of it. I'm not worried about that. People taking care of it, it's your own business. Who could leave his business for a day or two? Why? The priorities are clear. Do you think this man is losing money? Do you think this man is losing sleep over his business? No. Because the priorities are set right. And God said, and God is faithful to say, all things will be added to you. I will give you abundantly. I'm not a cheap God. I don't want to prevent you from anything. Your own sins prevent you from things. Your own gods take away the joy from your life. It's not me. Anyone who's saying, why is God doing this to me? It's not God. It's your own priorities that are doing that to you. Anything that is making you sad and upset beyond measure, it means your number one priority is not God and it is not His kingdom. We need to change that. We need to change that. And God is telling us, I want you. I want to help you. Thank God that you are coming here and spending years even at church. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to rebuke you by any means. But I'm trying to tell you, let's be watchful. Let's be awake. Let's be wise. Let not days pass and we are just being good people. We're going to church. We're doing the right thing. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about who we are and what are our priorities that God wants for us. Lead us into your kingdom. واهدينا إلى ملكوتك. معناها إيه؟ God is number one. And others, number two. And me is number three. Do you think that we can ever have a family fight with this order? Yes. If one of them is not a believer. And our job is to be together in the same boat going to the kingdom of God. Four things I will say quickly before I conclude. The kingdom of God has four characteristics. Four things. There's no time to explain them. But hopefully, throughout the year, we'll explain them. Number one, its entrance is repentance. The entrance to the kingdom is repentance. دخول نمرة واحد. دخول للملكوت خلال التوبة. توبوا لأنه قد اقترب ملكوت الله. Is there any other way? No. There is only one door to the kingdom of God. Repentance. God, I've been living for myself and I've been selfish and I haven't been living for you and I haven't presented you and your kingdom to my children, to my family, to the world. I repent for that and I want to change from today. I want this day to be a different day. I want this day to be a turning point in my life. That I no longer live for this world. I no longer live for things or for people. I live for you. And I put people before me. Repentance. Number one. Number two, its course is light to the world and salt to the earth. The course of the kingdom, your job in the kingdom is to shine, is to be on the image of Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. He's asking you to be like him. How can my children believe in Christ? There is only one way. One way my children can believe in Christ and nothing else in the world can separate them from Christ. Anyone tells me? One thing my children, if I give my children, they will always believe in Christ and never go away from him. What is it? They have to see him. They have to see him. I give him a name. انسوا ان الانجيل يتدرس. الانجيل يتعاش يا احبائي. ملكوت الله يعاش. ملكوت الله يرى. المسيح يرى. تعالى وانظر. نريد ان نرى يسوع. زكى وكان يريد ان يرى يسوع من هو. يسوع يرى ولا يدرس. They need to see him. If they see him, that's it. He is so good. He is so beautiful. He is so amazing. They will never choose darkness over light. But they need to see the light first. Does that make sense? Preaching to others. Theology? No. Light. Salt to the earth. You know what the salt means? That you are dissolved. What happened to the salt when you put it in the food? Makes the food tasty. Where does it go? It's gone. It's dissolved. And that's number three in the kingdom, which is the price, the cost, is denying myself and carrying the cross. So number one, the entrance to the kingdom is? Repentance. The course is? Light to the world. And salt to the earth. And the third, the cost is denying myself and carrying the cross. Number one, the door is repentance. Second, the course is light to the world and salt to the earth. And third, the cost is denying myself and carrying my cross. لازم فيها ايه تمن. لازم فيها تمن. لازم التمن يدفع. بس كتير قوي بيبقى خايف يدفع الثمن دوت. لازم يبقى فيه ثمن. واهم حاجه denying myself. Number four, the fruit of the kingdom is eternal life and abundant life. ثمر الملكوت الحياه الابديه والحياه المشبعه، الحياه الممتلئه. دي الطريقه الوحيده للشبع في هذا العالم. من يشرب من هذا الماء يعطش ايضا. ولكن من يشرب من الماء الذي أعطيه أنا لن يعطش إلى الأبد. The only way to fulfillment is the kingdom of God. We are made to be kings and queens. We are made to be in the image of Christ. We are made to live a glorious life, to live a wonderful life, to live as light and to live as salt, but only through the kingdom. Only through his own rules. Only through his own will. Only for his own glory. Once I put myself first, then the whole thing collapses. So what's our theme this year? Lead us into your kingdom. Lead us into... كويس أولا نعمتكم. يعني هنصحصح عشان يعني في حاجات جاية وكده. Lead us into your kingdom. What is the priorities of the kingdom? God, others, and then myself. What are the four characteristics of the kingdom? The entrance is repentance, and the course is light to the world and salt to the earth. The cost is deny myself and carry the cross. The fruit is eternal life and fulfillment here on earth. ربنا يدينا خلال السنة اللي جاية دي فعلا يا ريتنا نطلب فعلا ان احنا نبقى جوه الملكوت. يا ريت تكون دي طلبتنا الاولى. يا ريت اما حد كده يقول ايه يعني اما يحلم بالليل اما يقلق في وسط الليل يقلق كده يعني انا عملت ايه في ملكوت الله، انا فين من الملكوت. يبقى ده اللي بيقلقنا. يا سلام، مش الدنيا واللي حصل فيها. اللي هيقلق على اللي حصل في الدنيا يعني لو ما تعبش خلال السنتين اللي فاتوا هيتجنن السنه اللي جايه. Things are going from bad. I'm not giving you hope in this world. I'm giving you hope in the kingdom of God. Now it's by choice. One time it will be without choice. Either you're in and you're solid, or you're out and you're on your own, shaken by, you know, the winds and things take you up and down. Check your priorities. Check your motives. And tell him, change my heart. Change my heart. Make me part of your kingdom. Glory be to God forever and ever. احنا let's stand up.